Now, Gary Rush. He should rush out today, Gary Rush, and buy a lotto ticket, because he had two bits of luck in court yesterday. The Sydney solicitor, Stuart Littlemore, rushed up to Bathurst to represent him. That's point number one, the Sydney solicitor, Stuart Littlemore. He hates being called a solicitor. He likes to be called a barrister, but we'll call him a solicitor because he was out there on behalf of Gary Rush. And he received, according to the Western Advocate, a conditional discharge of drink driving and the speeding charge, which police believe he was doing more than 30 k's an hour over the limit. He pleaded guilty to the drink driving offence. The speeding matter was added some time later. He contested the charge. Michael Allen, the magistrate, where Rush pleaded guilty to speeding but disputed the police assertion he was doing more than 30, because if he's doing more than 30, it's an automatic 3-month suspension. After cross-examining two arresting officers, the solicitor, Stuart Littlemore, who was representing Rush, made submissions to the court that it couldn't be satisfied beyond reasonable doubt on the evidence of the police officers his client was doing more than 80 in a 60 zone. In handing down his decision, Magistrate Allen agreed, accepting Rush's plea of guilty to exceeding the speeding limit, but not by more than 30. Now, in making submissions on sentencing, Mr. Littlemore said the PCA matter was the only one of his clients in 45 years of driving. He said he was a person of undoubted good character. Now, I wouldn't think Stuart listened to my program, and I'd be very disappointed if he did, as he'd be disappointed if he did as well. But obviously he doesn't know that his client dudded people when he was the proprietor of Spectrum Window Fashions out of thousands of dollars, employees, customers and the like. He's being investigated by the ATO. He's being investigated by the Department of Fair Trading. So to suggest he was undoubted good character means that Mr. Littlemore probably met him yesterday morning for the first time and doesn't know too much about him. Because I can assure you, Mr. Littlemore, he's not of good character. He's not of good character. Julie, one of our listeners, is still owed $4,000. I might say, Mr. Littlemore, if I'd have been you, if you'd rung me before you ducked up the Bathurst, I'd be saying, and I think you probably did anyway, it's an old expression, Mr. Littlemore, you're probably not familiar with. It's called chops in the pan. And chops in the pan means you get your brief, you get your bill paid before you rush to Bathurst, including your accommodation if you stayed overnight. Because in all likelihood, you won't get paid if you're presented with an invoice in the future. And I'd hate you to have to send me an email and say, "Dear Ray, it's Stu Littlemore here, solicitor in Sydney. Can you help me get my stipend from my former client, Gary Rush?" So I'm sure you got paid up front, as opposed to the people he still owes money to in Bathurst. Anyway, but just on this, he got a Section 10 bond for 6 months, and he got a $300 fine when the maximum penalty is $2,200 for either of the offences. So he escaped virtually scot-free, apart from what he has paid or is hoping to pay to Stu Littlemore, his solicitor. But I just went back through my records, and back in about 1995, the aforementioned Stu Littlemore was interviewed by Andrew Denton on a program Andrew did on Channel 7 at the time. And in quoting Mr. Littlemore, the solicitor, I said, "I mean, you really feel you've done something when you've got the guilty off. Anyone can get an innocent person off. I mean, they shouldn't be on trial. But the guilty, ha-ha, that's the challenge." Andrew said, "Don't you in some way share their guilt?" "Oh, no, not at all," he said. "No, not at all." So, you see, here it is defined what a solicitor's job is to do in appearing for a convicted drink driver. "I mean, you really feel you've done something when you got the guilty off." So it's not about justice. It's not about whether it's right or wrong, it's getting the guilty off, according to the solicitor, Stu Littlemore. "Anyone can get an innocent person off," he told Andrew Denton. "I mean, they shouldn't be on the trial, but the guilty, well, that's the challenge." Well, yesterday, Mr. Littlemore, you met the challenge admirably, based on your comments of 1995. But for the people of Bathurst, there's no justice. No justice whatsoever in relation to Mr. Rush, who still owes people money. I hope you're not one of them. Of course, Spectrum Window Fashions, the company that ran in Bathurst, is under administration, so Julie will never get her $4,000. So a word of warning, Mr. Littlemore, don't send your invoice, if you haven't already got paid up front, to Spectrum Window Fashions, because you won't get paid either. You won't get paid either.